All right, we're back here this morning, 7:12 this morning. Let me welcome into the studio some guys that I have, I guess we first met when back in February, huh?
Yeah.
Dallas so. Moore. You want to pull that microphone up to you a little bit there, buddy?
There we go. Hey, good morning, Big G.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I also understand happy birthday wishes are in order, me and me go.
I do appreciate
another
that.
Another successful trip around the sun for the Big G.
Yet one more.
Hey, and a belated happy birthday to our partner in crime, Brother Dave Pilot.
Dave Pilot, yesterday.
Yeah.
He turned, what, 39 yesterday, I think.
Did he?
I think so.
Again.
Yet one more time.
All right.
Yeah. Jenna Danielle Moore, good morning to you.
Good morning, baby.
You can pull it down. You can see. You can operate it. There you go. Sorry. Well, it doesn't. Yeah, you just. Look
okay. Here. She looks better on TV, and I've got the face for radio and the legs for long pants.
He's a mess.
He is a mess. How do you put up with him?
Well. You know.
Years and years of trial and tribulation.
That's it.
Somebody's got to keep me out, balance out of jail. She's done a pretty good job of it so far.
So, let's see. I saw you guys, recapping. We met in February at the Maripolitan Music Awards.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And got to hang out with you guys up in Austin.
Yes.
And then ran across y'all out at the Hunt store. Was that...
I had a big time a few weeks back, yeah. And it rained. I think they got more rain that day. And, of course, we were playing an outside show.
Right.
But Big John and everybody got us safely up under the awning there.
Right.
And the show went on, and
right.
We hunkered down there. But I think it got more rain in that four-hour period than it had
in the last 4 months.
4 months.
Exactly.
We got the White Lightning Express van stuck in the mud. Had to get towed out. Found the one fella in Texas that didn't have a four-wheel drive, and then he got stuck pulling us out. But we made it live, living and breathing, and made it on down the road to the next show. And we'll be back at the Hunt store with the Dallas Moore Band in the first week of December. That'll be our next our next Texas run. Yes.
All right. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. How you guys are always somewhere. Do you actually have a home that you go to?
Yeah, we have a little palatial hacienda in Oceana, Ohio, which is right on the Ohio and southern Indiana border, right there, and just north of where it comes, Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana come together.
Okay.
We're kind of in what they call the tri-state, but we're out in the country about 40, 45 minutes west of Cincinnati.
Okay.
And we're out in the farmlands out there.
Nice.
And
don't get to see that place very often, do you?
No, not too much. But we're this morning is our last run on this solo Texas and Louisiana tour that we've been doing all for the last week and or so.
All for
the last Honky Tonk Music Series, and we'll talk about that here in a bit. And then, but when we're done here this morning, we drive straight through to Oceana, and we just switch off the two of us driving. That's how we always do it, and we go back and play two shows in Cincinnati this week, Tuesday and Wednesday night, and then we turn right, pick up my brothers in the Dallas Moore Band, and we turn around and we head down to play Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Perdido Key, Florida. So we're keeping the roads hot.
Going up, coming back down.
Going up, coming back down.
How often you just pull off on the side of the highway and change oil? And
now we keep up on all our stuff. Our good friends at Herlinger Chevrolet up there in Ohio, that's who we bought our van from, and they do a good job taking care of it for us. Of course, we had the infamous blowout in Beaumont on the way over today, not today, but the other night.
It was one of those days.
we had left Louisiana after a couple of days spent on the bayou and playing some shows over in Morgan City, and we were making our way to Oyster Creek, Texas, for the first of two last Honky Tonk Music Series shows, and we were coming across. Jenna was driving. We were coming across the bridge there on I-10 in Beaumont, and we had a concrete wall. stalled on one side, and it was 4:30 in the afternoon, so we had a line of semis on the other side. And next thing you know, we had a blowout, and she did just a ace job of getting. She weaved us across. She threaded it across all three lanes and weaved her in and out of all them semis and got us safely off the side of the road. And then AAA come and we put us on the back of the on top of the we were on top of the wreck riding.
I liked the blowout better.
She liked the blowout better than the wreck ride. I did. I was the other way around. I thought it was like riding a roller coaster. We were up. I got an aerial view of Beaumont. We were riding up along there. I said, honey, we're hooked on by this little winch down here. What could go wrong?
We're fine.
I was like, we're fine. And so they got us over there to a tire place, and we got a brand new shiny tire, and made it, and we still made it to the show. We ended up being 2 hours late, but we still got a 4-hour show in. And want to thank all the folks in Oyster Creek that hung around and waited for us to get there. Right. And once we landed, we was ready to play, and that's what we did. We had a great time.
All right, so you're going to drive back. Y'all going to deadhead straight back in?
Yeah.
How long a trip is that from here?
19-20 hours, something like that. Yeah. I think that's what we made it last time.
I think so.
Yeah.
About 19-20. We switch off about every 3-4 hours. We switch
joys
off.
Joys of youth.
Is that what that is?
She's still got that.
I travel with my eye cream.
We took off here at about 3:00 one afternoon after working all day and drove straight through to Nashville.
Yeah.
And I said, I'll never do that again. Working it all day,
yeah,
and then making that trip.
Yeah, we do it all the time. We'll play our gig wherever we're at, and then have to be somewhere else. Like if you look at our, you know, our tour days, sometimes they're like, whoever's booking them don't own a globe.
Guess who it is?
It's me. And my partners at JD and Brian Douglas at Soulshine Touring, you know, they do a good job of keeping us out on the road. But sometimes the dots connect, and sometimes, you know, we just kind of seem to make the impossible happen. But now, we always show up.
Did you say Perdido Key?
Yeah.
So you're going
up and back down.
We're going up and
down.
Bottom. No. Perdido Key is where it's in the panhandle there, where the state line of Alabama and Florida come together.
Okay.
And the Floribama is a.
You're playing Floribama.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Real famous
for
music
reason,
venue.
I was thinking Perdido Key. I was thinking, holy cow, is that in the Florida Keys?
Yeah, no. Yeah. They call it the Lost Key, but it's probably about 12-13 hours from us, you know, drive, and we'll drive straight through, you know, to get down there. But then once we're there for 3 days in a row, so it's kind of like a little vacation.
Yeah.
We have a good time.
Absolutely. Hey, it's 7:19. Let's go ahead and get this break out of the way so we can go uninterrupted for the rest of the show.
All right. Sounds good to me.
Dallas Moore in studio and the lovely Jenna Danielle Moore.
Hey,
now. Well, we got the Rush Morning Update and a little weather update from Dr. Dopper. We will be back here in just a minute. All right, Carrie, thank you, sir. It is 7:24, 57 degrees out there, going to a high of 80 today. Your sunrise will be in about 15 minutes, and sunset is going to be before 7 p.m. at 6:58 p.m. this evening. Dallas Moore in studio. Man, it's good to see you and Jenna.
Good to see you too,
Ben. Man, it's always a pleasure.
We got a good head start yesterday in Luckenbach.
Yes, you did. Yeah, and I was I had a little plumbing issue to take care of yesterday before I could get out there.
I seen that.
And they call them compression fittings for a reason.
Yeah.
I told them, I said, go turn on the water. Okay.
Yeah.
Still leaking. I said, turn it off.
Turn it off.
So I put the wrenches back on them and started cranking on those. Because all I can see now is me just breaking them in half because I'm going at it, baby. If I said, turn it on. Leave it on. Yeah, all of it worked out well. So play me something, doggone it.
Well, I'll tell you.
You got a new single.
I got a new single. This is a song that it'll actually be available tomorrow for just 99 cents from iTunes and Amazon. And this is off our upcoming album, Dark Horse Rider, which will be released on Soul Records in January of 2015. But we didn't want to make everybody wait that long for some new music from us, so we released this single right here, and actually, you were the very first person
yes,
to ever get a hold of it.
Yeah, and you know, I don't have it in the library. I've got it on a USB.
Right.
Okay. And I've got some stuff that needs to go in the library on this USB. And when I got in last night and I emptied my pockets, I laid that thing down and had my Buckeyes that Luther Jackson gave me up at, yeah.
Luther.
Right?
Attaboy, Luther.
Attaboy, Luther. That's right.
I always love to say that.
Exactly. And see, a lot of people don't know where that comes from.
Come from Andy Griffith's.
No.
Yeah.
He was Luther Hagues in, Don Knotts was Luther Hagues in The Ghost of Mr. Chicken.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Right. Sorry.
I knew it was.
I'm pulling that age thing on you. But I pulled those things out and I left them sitting on my desk in my office last night.
Yeah.
And just totally forgot it.
That's so, okay. I have guitar, we'll travel.
Give me the live version.
So this here's a new song. Beats all I've ever seen.
All right.
My drinking buddies, they're the best, wise in all their years. We solve the problems of the world over old guitars and beers. The jobs went south to Mexico, but all the workers wound up here. Don't know why they'd want to leave. Juarez is nice this time of year. Friends turn into strangers and strangers into friends. This big old rock we're living on just spins and spins and spins. The cowboys still got Romo and the Japs have got Jim Beam. It's a crazy world we're living in, beats all I've ever seen. I played a show with Kinky Friedman. We made all the local news. I brought the biker Jesus Freaks, and old Kinky brought the Jews. Wayne Mills got shot in Nashville by some low-life card punk. I was way up in New York City when I got the news and I got drunk. But that ain't the only murder that we've seen around Music Row. 'Cause Nashville's big machine killed country music years ago. Friends turn into strangers. Strangers and friends. This big old rock we're living on just spins and spins and spins. The cowboys still got Romo and the Japs have got Jim Beam. It's a crazy world we're living in, beats all I've ever seen. The cowboys still got Romo and the Japs have got Jim Beam. It's a crazy world we're living in, beats all I've ever seen.
Whoa, mighty fine, Dallas Morgan. Mighty fine. That is good stuff.
That's our new single right there. Available tomorrow on
iTunes. Cowboys still got Romo. Japs have got Jim Beam. And the Russians got Lone Star and PBR.
What in the world is it coming to? I think you know, everybody started asking me, they said, well, are you going to switch brands? I said, no, I'm just an international man of mystery. I got to get a passport to do my drinking.
How long have you been doing this, Dallas?
A long time.
Mm-hmm.
I got my first guitar when I was 16 years old, mm-hmm. and just started out, from there.
You grew up in a household that had music, didn't you?
Yeah, my mom, Major Lee Haynes Moore, she, had played music back in the 50s. I still have her old 78, records that
really?
She recorded with her group, the Buckeye Bells, and she had played music, and then she had kind of put it away and quit playing for a long time while I was growing up and all. After I was 16, I got a guitar and started getting into it, and next thing you know, Mom, she had always played the guitar and the piano and everything, but she went and got a dulcimer, mm-hmm. and got really involved in the dulcimer, community, and went on to have some of her songs recorded and published, and then she started playing with her own band and all.
Nice.
And then we spent a lot of time playing music together, which led to the album that we finally just recorded. We've talked about doing this record, Old Time Family Jam, for, you know, several years. And at this point now, Mom is 78 years young, and she's beat cancer twice. And after she got that second, you know, clean bill of health, you know, she said, let's make this record here, you know, while I'm feeling good and you're feeling good, let's get in there and do this. And it's all old Appalachian bluegrass and gospel music. And Mom played dulcimer and auto harp, and I played guitar, banjo, mandolin, and Reverend Bob was kind enough to loan me old Thumper, his short scale bass, for me to play on a few tracks. And there's just me and my mom on the whole record, and it ended up just blowing up and doing great. It was a album that we made just for ourselves. We never, you know, pushed it or had anything. We just thought, well, we'll make them available if any folks want them, you know, just sell them at our live shows. And it was released in April of this year, and it just took on a life of its own. And it's so cool.
Yeah, we play cuts off of it here.
Man,
and you know, when I first got that thing from you, I had you see the back of my truck, it's got CDs. My office at the house stacks skyscrapers of CDs.
Yeah.
You know, a few of them in here, but my office here stacks and stacks and stacks. And so I'd set this thing down, and I went to looking for it one day. You know, because it clicked. I said, Where is it? And I tore apart this place and the house.
Yeah.
And finally found that it was under the console in my pickup truck.
You hid it from yourself.
I hid it from myself.
Well, I put it in a safe spot where I knew it would be.
Exactly. That's why you couldn't find it.
That's what I do. My rule number one is don't ever put anything where it belongs, because I'll never find it.
That's pretty much true. That is pretty much. Well, you are quite an accomplished guitar player.
Oh, well, thank you. I got some six rusty strings, and I just strangle them best I can.
Well, I've seen you do some stuff that just has absolutely blown me away. Absolutely amazed at your mastery of the fretboard.
Oh, well, thank you. I actually went to Northern Kentucky University on a classical and jazz guitar scholarship, and I got to do solo, you know, classical pieces and study music theory, and then I also got to play jazz in the big band, which gave me an opportunity to, because I love jazz music and big band. I love all kinds of music.
You started playing at 16.
Yeah, I started playing when I was 16.
And they offered you a scholarship when you were what, 18?
Yeah, I graduated when I was 17. I got an August birthday. And I went straight from high school, Norwood High School, Norwood, Ohio, to Northern Kentucky University.
So you progressed very quickly.
Well, it was sort of like the only thing I did. Up until that point, I really had no interest in music other than the fact that when I was a little kid, I was Elvis Presley, and you wasn't going to tell me no different. The first time I was ever on stage was when I was 6 or 7 years old, at my sister Brenda at her wedding, and I got up with my cousin's band that sang Jailhouse Rock and You Ain't Nothing But a Hound.
Nice.
Took my tuxedo coat off, threw it, and jumped on stage, and I did all the moves, you know. But you know, yeah, I was Elvis when I was a little kid. nobody else knew, but I knew it. But you know, other than that, I'd always played sports. You know, I played baseball and football, and I boxed a bit, and that was pretty much where all my interests lied. And then Mom got me that guitar. And it was an old K guitar that she bought from her friends Noel and Oni, which was customers of her at the beauty salon. And I still got that guitar hanging on my wall to this day. But it's an old 50s model K.
Those Ks are awesome.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Now, is it a dreadnought or is it an FO?
Neither. It's a solid body. Yeah, it's a solid body. With a single pickup in it.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Oh, electric guitar.
Yeah, electric. Hey, and it came with a triangle pick. So I was off and running.
Was it a tortoise shell triangle pick?
Well, it was just plastic.
Well, but it looked like tortoise shell. Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. Everybody had one of those back then.
Oh, yeah. If you break a corner off, you got two more.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I had a whole box of those things growing up.
Yeah. So I picked up, you know, and I was, when I was, you know, going to school, I'd be studying music theory, and then you know, giving like solo, you know, classical guitar recitals, you know, when we would have them, and then studying in the big band and in the day. And I already had my first little band put together with my schoolmates from high school, and then some other fellas that we had met along the way. And we were already just out gigging in the honky tonk, so I'd be playing, you know, Benny Goodman and Beethoven in the day, and Waylon Jennings and Merle Haggard in the honky tonks and beer joints at night. And I also came right out of the chute writing my own. As soon as I, you know, knew two or three chords, I wrote my first song. It wasn't very good, but I wrote it, and then I just kept on,
right,
you know, doing that.
Right.
And you know, the initial stuff that I really was into, of course, was things like Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson,
right,
Allen Coe, and all. But that led me to the treasure trove of, you know, all the different kinds of music. And eventually, at that point, led me for between that and my mom, led me to Bob Wills and,
uh-huh,
and the Texas Playboys. And that was right at the time when I was getting to play with a, you know, full jazz big band. And the similarities between the two musics,
right,
between Western swing and traditional, right, swing, you know, jazz music, were so, you know, what Benny Goodman and Charlie Christian and them,
sure,
were doing was a lot what Bob Wills and Elton Chamberlain were doing, you know.
Yeah,
and
Bob Wills just stepped it up a beat.
Yeah, yeah. And I put a little haw in there. They seemed to like it, you know. But it, you know, I'd be playing Air Mail Special, you know,
oh, man,
one day in the day and Roly Poly at night, you know. And they were pretty similar, you know.
Oh, man, that is great.
So,
that is great.
And that's worked out to my benefit, you know, over the years. People say, well, you know, how, you know, what do those kind of musics have anything to do with each other? Well, they got a lot to do with each other, because, you know, you got your instrument, and it just showed me my way around it, and to where I could create my own style, you know. My favorite guitarist probably is Willie, you know. As much as I love, you know, Willie singing and songwriting, Willie's guitar playing is just absolutely, you know, the
I
best
would
in the
hate
world to
me.
I
have to try to follow that guy. I would hate to have to be in a band and try to determine when he is going to make a chord change. You know what I'm saying? You know,
well,
what I'm saying? Because he has a tendency to exaggerate and drag out, and bam.
He always said, like, with his guitar playing and his singing, you know, that he was back phrasing,
sure,
like the jazz players and,
right,
singers. And then Waylon always said that, said, no, Willie, you just ain't got no rhythm. But actually, Willie was right. And, you know, one of Willie's biggest influences, he always says, is Django Reinhardt,
right,
who was a great gypsy jazz guitarist. And then I got into a lot of that music. And it comes in handy, of course, with knowing my role playing with the Dallas Moore Band.
Right.
But I'm blessed that I got one of the best guitarists on the face of God's green earth,
Lucky Chucky.
Chuck Moore Virgo. And I got to, if you stand next to him every night, you got to get good or get gone, one or the other. But on where it really comes in handy and has helped me create my own style is in where I do my solo gigs, where it's just, you know, I'm the guitar,
right,
player, I'm the rhythm lead,
right,
bass, and
right,
drum,
right,
drums.
So
I'm banging everything I can on this old box, old mossy. But I learned how to do that through learning my craft and the instrument, and,
right,
you know, so that's what those kind of musics have to do with each other.
Sure,
I like it.
Well, why don't you give us something?
All right.
Dallas Moore.
Here's another new one.
All right.
I spend my nights out in the neon, living it up with that honky-tonking crowd. I spend my days in self-reflection, looking at the past I can't live now. Hell, it ain't hard to just keep moving and put the years and miles behind. They just keep on flying by while I'm still flying blind. I've got a bottle and a Bible. Lord, I'm a righteous sinning man. One helps to keep my hand from shaking. One helps me get right with a man. I turn my tears into the whiskey, like he turned water into wine. I've got a bottle and a Bible to help me make it through tonight. I've spent so much time wasting, always placing another losing bet. Somewhere along the way, I forgot to remember to forget. Yeah. But it's the lies that kept me honest while I was seeking out the truth. In the scars of my old age, I'm recapturing my youth. I've got a bottle and a Bible. Lord, I'm a righteous sinning man. One helps to keep my hand from shaking. One helps me get right with the man. I turn my tears into the whiskey, like he turned water into wine. I've got a bottle and a Bible. Help me make it through tonight. I've got a bottle and a Bible. Help me make it through tonight.
Dallas Moore. Mighty nice, sir.
Thank
mighty
you.
Nice. Mighty nice indeed. Man. You know, it's always a pleasure for me to be able to have guys like you in here. It you can hear something on a CD. You can hear something on the radio. You can hear something anywhere you hear it. And it never, to me, it never makes the impact as seeing somebody live.
Right.
You know. As much as when I was younger, I thought I could make a connection to an artist just by listening to what their, you know, their latest album or whatever. You know, until I, and I don't know what it's all about, but until I really see somebody, do I really totally get what
right.
they're doing? You know?
Yeah.
And then I make a decision on whether or not I ever want to see them again.
I remember what you said at the Hunt store. You said, I've listened to their CDs many, many, many times, but I was not prepared for their live show.
Yeah. Exactly.
With Dallas.
Well, I told you, man. Yeah. And honestly, I put that show in the top 10 of all live shows I've ever seen.
Which is a huge
compliment, buddy. Yeah. We appreciate it.
Well, yeah.
I reckon Big G has seen a show with me.
I have seen a show with you. One or two.
Perhaps.
Indeed. Hey, it's 7:44. I need to take a short break here. We've got some obituaries I need to get to real quick. Can you guys hang on and get
yeah.
another before we get out of here?
Sure.
All right, very good. It is time for your obituaries, brought to you by Grimes Funeral Chapels of Kerrville and Bandera and Kerrville Funeral Home. Mary Elizabeth Dew, 99, of Houston, formerly of Kerrville, passed October 15th. She was born April 25th, 1915, in Alameda, Texas. Funeral services will be 2 p.m. Tuesday, October 21st at Kerrville Funeral Home. Interment will follow Garden Memory Cemetery. Visitation will be prior to the service beginning at 1 p.m. Tuesday. Arrangements are under the direction and personal care of the professionals at Kerrville Funeral Home. Services for Cheryl Jeanette Lee, 40, of Land Passes, who passed Tuesday, October 14th, will be 10 a.m. today, October 20th at Grimes Funeral Chapels. Interment will follow in Nichols Cemetery. Arrangements entrusted to Grimes Funeral Chapels of Kerrville. Services for Francis A. Blevins, 80, of Kerrville, who passed Sunday, October 19th, pending at Kerrville Funeral Home. Services for Dell L. Cloyd, 95, of Kerrville, who passed Saturday, October 18th, are pending at Grimes Funeral Chapels of Kerrville. Services for George Goth, 64 of Kerrville, who passed Sunday, October 19th, are pending at Grimes Funeral Chapels of Kerrville. Services for William Hegman, 85 of Pipe Creek, who passed Thursday, October 16th, are pending at Grimes Funeral Chapels of Bandera. Services for Herbert Frank Hensley, 88 of Pipe Creek, who passed Thursday, October 16th, are pending at Grimes Funeral Chapels of Bandera. Services for Sherry Stellers James, 64 of Kerrville, who passed Saturday, October 18th, are pending at Grimes Funeral Chapels of Kerrville. Services for Jeffrey Sabin, 65 of Kerrville, who passed Friday, October 17th, are pending at Grimes Funeral Chapels of Kerrville. Services for Lieutenant retired Dean Charles Schmeling, 66 of Bandera, who passed Saturday, October 18th, are pending at Grimes Funeral Chapels of Bandera. Services for Anna Marie Smith, 77 of San Antonio, who passed Friday, October 17th, are pending at Grimes Funeral Chapels of Kerrville. And that is a look at your obituaries this morning, brought to you by Grimes Funeral Chapels of Kerrville and Bandera and Kerrville Funeral Home. 7:46 this morning. We've got a very short break, and we'll be back with Dallas Moore to finish it off. Stay tuned.
Hill Country Pest Control has been providing quality pest and termite control in the Hill Country since 1957. With their knowledgeable staff and highly trained technicians and sales team, they pride themselves on outstanding service. Their professionally trained pest management specialists have the technical knowledge to solve any of your pest control needs and the expertise to give you and your home or business the unique service it requires. With Hill Country Pest Control, you're assured the best possible service and care, and they will solve your pest problems. Call 896-4700. That's 896-4700. You've heard me talking about Just the Magic Touch cleaning service. If you're moving in or moving out, don't clean up yourself. Call Just the Magic Touch. Residential, commercial, and realtors are welcome. For your peace of mind, they're bonded. And they offer hypoallergenic cleaning. You can ask for the natural cleaners that don't upset your allergies. Just the Magic Touch. Call them for a free consultation. Tell them Harley said to call. You'll be glad you did. The phone number is 928-7747. 928-7747. Just the Magic Touch.
Your first alert forecast for the Hill Country. It will be partly to mostly cloudy across our region for your Monday with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Still rather humid with high temperatures in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Lows at night will drop into the upper 50s to lower 60s each night. Partly cloudy, slightly drier Tuesday. Still a slight chance of showers, and we'll see daytime highs in the 80s. I'm meteorologist Kerry Burgess. Hope you have a terrific Monday.
All right, Kerry, thank you. 57 degrees out there this morning. I want to, I know you want to say good morning to somebody, don't you?
Hey, we want to give a shout out to our brother Big Mike Talley.
Big Mike Talley.
Big Mike Talley. And to Sister Bridget London, who is the heart and soul behind the last Honky Tonk Music Series. And Bridget hooked us up with all of this week's run of shows for the last Honky Tonk Music Series in Louisiana and here in Texas. And,
right.
And we know they're both listening because we've just seen them pop up on the screens. Want to give a shout out to Bridget and Big Mike Talley.
Big Mike Talley. Yeah, I'll be hitting. I'll be clicking that confirm there on the friend request.
Yeah.
Big Mike here in just a few minutes.
Big Mike Talley.
Now, Mrs. Big G.
Yes.
Brought us some breakfast this morning.
I like it when it's your birthday.
Yeah,
Mrs. Big G brings us some treats.
Mrs. Big G brought Mr. Big G some birthday treats, and we happen to be here at the right time.
That's right.
Really
so
good.
We've got kolaches and who knows donut holes over there.
There's donut. Yeah, I've seen
two bags of goodies.
I've seen two big bags of goodies.
Two big boxes over there, so I know there. I bet you there's some sausage and cheese, jalapeno sausage and cheese kolaches in there.
If I know
my darling bride, that's what she's going to say.
You are talking my language.
And there is some ice cold milk over there as well. So
all right.
When we get off the air here, we'll load up on some goodies. Now, it is 7:49 this morning, 57 degrees out there. You going to play us something?
Yeah. I'll do one more note here.
All right. Dallas Moore in the studio.
We're going up on that mountain. We're gonna reach up to the sky. We'll be singing, we'll be shouting. Oh, we'll raise our voices high. We'll be soaking up that sunshine. We'll be working hard all day. We'll be sipping on that moonshine as we dance. the night away. We're going up on that mountain. We're gonna reach up to the sky. We'll be singing, we'll be shouting. Oh, we'll raise our voices high. Come together, all my sisters, dance around, all my friends and all my family, we'll come from miles around. We're going up on that mountain, we're gonna reach up to the sky. We'll be singing, we'll be shouting. Oh, we'll raise our voices high. Everybody, leave that city. Everyone is welcome here. Father Time and Mother Nature, in this land we love so dear. We're going up on that mountain, we're gonna reach up to the sky. We'll be singing, we'll be shouting. Oh, we'll raise our voices high. We'll be singing, we'll be shouting, but we'll raise our voices high.
Dallas Moore, tearing it up this morning.
My God.
Bright and early. So you got your good night's sleep last night, and you did not have that, you didn't have any issues hitting it with the voice this morning.
Well, I want to thank y'all so much and our friends at the Rotting Tree Ranch for just the finest accommodations we've had the whole time.
That's good.
It was a good night, wasn't it?
I was ready to move in. I got real comfy real fast.
She said, baby, we might not leave. I'll be our new home. We might have to go home for a minute and get our dog, Johnny Cash, Lab in Black, and we'd have our little family down here.
The Lab in Black. I like that. It's got to be tough not being able to travel with Pet, huh?
We miss him a lot.
We got to leave. He stays at his honky tonk hotel.
Oh, nice.
Because he's the honky tonk hound. But the girls at it's called Best Friends Pet Care. It's up there in Ohio. And when we have to go on the road and leave him, we say, you want to go see your girlfriends, and that tail starts a wagging. And he loves it, but he's always glad when he gets to come home and be with us.
I'll bet, huh?
He's a good boy.
That's good. That is good. So, let's see. So, tomorrow night and Wednesday night, you're playing?
I'm in Miamiville, Ohio on Tuesday, tomorrow night, and Wednesday night in Cincinnati. And then we pack up, and I'll get to reunite with my brothers in the Dallas Moore Band, Reverend Bob Rutherford and Lucky Chucky Moore Pergo, and Rocky the Cat Parnell, and the Top Hat Mike Owens.
Yes, sir.
We're going to pick them boys up. Half of them live in Cincinnati and the other half in Louisville, and we pick them up on our way down, and then we play three nights in Perdido Key, Florida, right there on the Redneck Riviera.
There you go.
So we're going to head to the Floribama. That was a big time.
All right. Man, what a life, huh?
Yeah. You know, beats carrying hod.
Again, he's a mess. I'm telling you.
You can't take him anywhere, can you?
That's
what my kids tell me. I can't take you anywhere, Dad.
We will be back in Texas, though, for another round with the full band the first week of December.
Right.
So this year, 2014, has been kind of a breakthrough year for us. We had begun coming to Texas, a few years ago, but it was real hit and miss. We did... like in the song Texas Tornado, it talks about we drove all the way to Bryan, Texas for one show with David Alan Cohen, and then we had to turn around and leave and drive somewhere else, probably all the way across the country. But we were just trying to break into the Texas music scene.
Sure.
And with not being from here, being
right.
from, all the way in Ohio and Kentucky.
Right.
It's
people look at you kind of funny.
It was hard to break in, but once we kind of got broke in, now they don't want us to leave. So it's really turning out to be great, and the more we play down here, the more gigs we're... It's blowing up for us,
right.
and it's just a great thing, and we love Texas, and
not only, Texas loves you.
Thank you. I think it'll be 5 full weeks that we've spent playing music down here when we play the December week.
Wow.
And we're looking for quite a bit more in 2015.
Yeah.
I know the first time in the new year that we'll be back in Texas will be for the Ameripolitan Awards, and we'll have several tour dates for that in February.
Right.
So looking forward to that.
Are y'all playing that show?
I don't know. They've not announced it. You can still get your nominations.
That's
in.
Right.
Big G, he's nominated.
So are you, brother.
Yeah.
You need to be nominated.
If Dallas Moore Band and Outlaw Group and
right.
Big G in the Best DJ category.
All right.
And either way, we get down there. And I know we had a heck of a party last year.
We had a big time.
I think it's going to be even better this year.
Yeah. And I'm looking forward to it just for the sake of being around guys like y'all.
Yeah. It's a great time.
It's a good opportunity. Just to come together, everybody,
and then we'll have several shows, in Texas, right around it. So there'll be plenty of opportunity to catch up with everybody. And,
there you go.
And stomp our feet.
Dallas Moore, Jen and Danielle Moore, always a pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Big G, we love you, brother, and happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you so much.